Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in John chapter 19, where we've been looking at the cross. And so far, we've seen a view from above the cross, and we've seen a view from around the cross. And now we're going to go see what's taking place from Jesus's vantage point. This scene is contrasted with one where we were just shown four unconcerned, calloused soldiers. And now we see four very concerned, crying women. One event, two drastically different vantage points. It was not uncommon for the Roman soldiers to allow close friends and family members to be close to the cross. For the family, it was a way to grieve. For the soldiers, it was a way for the family to share in the shame. And in this passage, we see a son who is dying, who is being ripped away from his family, and yet, even in the agony, he is doing what an honorable son does, and that is take care of his mother as best he can. But again, there is more than just a physical relationship being passed on here. In fact, that's secondary. What is primary is what Jesus is saying is the ultimate reality, that a new family has been created by the cross. So notice with me that Jesus addresses his mother first by calling her woman, which creates some distance, so to speak, between the mother and son relationship. Also, he directs her to John the Apostle. If this was primarily intended to be only about providing a physical caretaker for his mother, Jesus would have addressed John first. But instead, Jesus addresses his mother in a way that takes focus off of the earthly physical relationship. Woman, you cannot look at me as just your son, but rather, I'm the unique son of God. But you can view my disciple as your son, even though he's not your blood son, because in my death, I am establishing and creating a new type of family. Do you realize that your brothers and sisters in Christ are your true forever family that God has created for us in Christ, and that they are a great gift to us? Are you treating them that way? When you pray today, please remember Christian Martinez and his family, our missionaries in Romania. And also remember the Creole Cape Verdean LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Cape Verde.